on DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's bearded, he's married, and he's at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow, along with and Saturday night as well. Oh, wow. Three nights of shows with Matt Bronger. You can get tickets on your own through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Good morning to you. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, you too, John. Thanks, man.
And now we're seeing you different. You know, every time I think of you, I think of the Bob Seger cover that you did, and we still have it in the office. It's the only vinyl record we have in the office.
Yeah.
Right? And it's odd getting used to a different haircut and a beard and married.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And not 40 pounds heavier and drunk literally every night. A little bit different.
Slightly,
all change.
Slightly. Mm-hmm. How long have you been married now?
What's that?
How long have you been married?
2 years, November.
Okay. All right. Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good
thanks.
For you.
Yeah. And by the way, the intro is just like, he's married. He's bearded. Like, that's the most boring pro wrestler of all time. Just comes in the ring and lays down. Out a couple tools. I'm exhausted. Someone got a Schlitz. Just gets clotheslined immediately.
Well, how old were you? You got to be in your early 40s now, aren't you?
Yeah. Mid. I'm 45 now.
You're 45 now.
Yes, sir.
So, and when did you meet this? When did you get engaged? How old were you then?
Ah, golly. We've known each other for like 9 years, but
okay.
I got engaged around 41. Oh. You know, like you do.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, I joke that, like, I got married in my 40s, which I recommend to anyone out there who's young. You know, don't waste the best decades of your life on a spouse. Live by yourself and have fun, and then fall into it. No, I'm kidding about that. But that's a joke. But getting married in your 40s, I will say, is like catching the last flight out of Vegas on a Sunday. Oh, thank God! I'm so tired. I can't do any more drugs. Can you make soup?
Were you good as a single person? You know, are you a man who had like
define good?
Were you able to successful at with women? Are you a guy in a bar and could walk up to somebody and say whatever? And
I'd say I did all right, but I also was like I wasn't. So especially like when you're in your like 20s and early 30s, sure, that's kind of your wheelhouse. Then you're in your 40s, you're kind of just like, I'll just see if someone comes to me. See if anyone wants to save this sad sack around last call kind of thing. Yeah, I wouldn't even say good. You kind of get fed up with yourself in a way where you're just like, look, have you given up as well? Great, let's get out of here.
When you were trying to pick up women, what was your line?
You know, I didn't have a line. Like there's all kinds of dumb ones, you know, that I know of, you know, like, hey, I like your shirt. She's like, thanks. Can I try it on? That's a nice one. But like, you know, I just love watching ridiculous men, you know, that like, and their way of doing, like, if you're seeing that guy that'll hit on a woman from across a crowded room, like, that always makes me, like, it's like watching a sports event, like something that's just like do or die, like landing a gymnast flip or something, where it's like, hi, I'm Gary. No, I'm talking to that lady who's 40 feet away. Everyone move your faces and heads. Where it's just all on the line, where he's inviting everyone to watch him get shot down or not. It's kind of enchanting. You know, it's like a unicorn came in the bar. Like, I kind of loved it. But there was a time, I have it on my record, I tell the story, but like the short version, I was on a bus when I was in high school, and this guy got on and went to the back of the bus, and you could tell he's very comfortable with himself. He wasn't dressed very nicely, but it was like 10 in the morning. And this woman got on, and God bless women, because they have to put up with getting hit on all the time and stuff. But this was one of those times where I really felt bad for someone, because she was tiny, and she had two enormous sacks of laundry. And she set them down, and she's sweating. It's 10 a.m., like
okay.
I said.
All right.
And this guy's like, how's it going? And across the bus. He's the back. She's at the front. And she's ignoring. He's like, what's up? And everyone's looking at her like, what? Who are you talking to? And finally she realizes her. She's like, ugh. She's like, what? What do you want? And he doesn't go, hey, can I help you with your laundry? How's your day? Anything.
Right.
He's like, you want to get a drink? Oh, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. And she's like, no. What? No. He's like, And he's like, she's like, I don't want to get a drink. And he's like, one drink. Oh, like, that's the tipper.
Right.
Okay, in that case, I'll take a Manhattan. One. That's fair. That's a fine thing to yell across a bus at me. And she's like, I don't want to get a drink. She says, effing. I won't say it to the radio.
Right.
Drink with you. Just yells it across. And everyone's like, all right, I guess we're done. And the guy said something that was so dumb it almost worked. He was like, that's not the point. And for a second, everyone just stopped and thought, like, what wasn't the point? Like, you can see her face go, well, in that case, no, shut up. Like, for a second, he almost had her.
But not the point.
Like, what's not the point? Like, it was one of those things where I think even when you throw, like a lack of logic out there, it almost kind of works. You know, like, my wife will just say something utterly insane like that. We're in the middle of an argument. This is a patented line. She'll just be like, get out of my life. Get into my car. And I'm just like, are you insane? You just broke half my brain just now. Where it's basically like she's saying, like, never, like, leave and never come back, but no, stay. But wait out in the car.
You look healthy. You look good. You've been working out. You're going to the gym.
Yeah. That's pretty much. It's also that and just raw anxiety.
Is that it?
Makes you slim down. It's the diet that's sweeping the nation. I don't know if you heard. Just constant stress and worry about the future. Just slims you right down. It burns all the calories.
Have you encountered, because I've told them about it. And as you can tell, I'm at the gym constantly.
Yeah, no, I was going to say it myself.
Oh, yeah.
You're ripping out of that shirt.
Yeah, I am, indeed. Right? Unfortunately, only at the bottom. Right? But have you encountered, this is a weird question.
Okay.
It's really a weird question.
Sure.
But when you do encounter it, it seems that when you're at the gym and you're in the locker room, the older you are.
Yeah.
The less self-conscious you are,
yeah.
Especially about being naked.
Yes.
Well, right? And from what I understand, this happens in the ladies' room as well.
Yes.
Because without fail, I'm going in there, and there's some 70-year-old guy mm-hmm. who's just walking around, hey!
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. let's just say numerous lint balls stuck to certain regions.
And areas. Right.
Yeah, and not care. We're all men here. Like, yeah, but you should still put something, like some underwear on. And not, like, if I'm tying my shoes, don't walk right over at each level and start talking to me. You know, and the thing is, it's just, they just don't even think about it. There's nothing sexual about it at all. It's just like, catch the game. It's like, I caught your crotch. Can you get away from my face? Yeah, I had the most extreme version when I was in Portland. I was visiting my parents in Portland, where I'm from. And maybe it's Portland. Maybe it's just old men. But this gym had an area just for sinks. Just a sink room.
Just a sink room.
Just a sink room.
Right.
With a frosted door. So I did not know the wonder I was about to witness uh-huh. when I went in there. And let me just say, to set this up, this sink room is nowhere near the showers and the lockers.
Okay. Where,
like, if you're in the showers and lockers and there's a naked person, yeah, we all just took a shower. We all just worked out, mm-hmm. got in the sauna, whatever you did. You know, your towel dropped. No one really cares. We're all men there. It doesn't matter. This is the sink room. All right, I'll just set it up, say this is the sink room. I go in, there's two men on either side, about 20 sinks. One's shaving, one's combing his hair, and they're fully clothed. And the guy is shaving so fast, you think like a bomb's about to go off or something. And the guy's combing his hair like he's trying to tear his hair out, like the nervous.
Okay.
Like, what's that thing, you know, like if you walked into a bank and you didn't know it's being held up, but everyone, why is everyone so nervous? Like, it felt like that.
Okay.
This guy's like just combing his hair, like his hands are shaking. And then I look in the middle and there's a man who is, actually, no, excuse me, off to the wall. I hear the roar. I hear the roar of the hand dryer first.
Okay.
You know, the and I look and there's a man, and I'm not making this up. I saw this. 70 years old, if he's a day, facing it with the hand dryer turned downward, buck naked, using it to dry off his genitals, using to dry off his nether regions with it just up against it, like it's a bar ring. It's to the point where he's on his toes, arched feet, with his buttocks clenched. It looked like a brain, like a white walnut. You know what I mean? Shaking from the exertion. And I think the two men felt almost held hostage because the level of confidence this man had was beyond. I mean, just I can't imagine the heat. How much that would dry you out right away. He was there for a good amount of time while I was washing my, and it was like, I'm washing my hands faster than I've ever done anything in my life.
I gotta get out of here.
Exactly. And he had, can I say pubes? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay, he had the longest pubes I've ever seen in my life. You know why? Because I saw them from behind. From behind. Like a lion's mane. Wild. Some of them flying away. One of the pubes alighted on the shaving man's shoulder, and I thought he was going to lose his mind. No! He screamed, like, get it off me! And, like, just each one with a story to tell, like Forrest Gump's feather. And as if noticing, feeling my anxiety, the man turned over his shoulder and didn't stop, but he locked eyes with me.
No.
And then he turned around and started drying off the back, smiling, looking right at me.
Oh, God.
I about went through that glass door. It was that thing where it wasn't locked, but when you hit it, you're like, whoa, unlock this! Let me out! You know, but I got it out and I ran out the door. And I still, it's just, his confidence drove me from the room. I've never known confidence like that in my life.
Matt Bronger is appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. There's one show tonight and two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is great to see you
so
again.
So good to see you, John.
Thank you so much, guys, for being back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.